We have a special guest, someone who's never been here before. How fun is that? Lacey Fisher, the president-elect, we call her, of the North Shore Rotary Club, is with me in the studio. Thanks so much for being here.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
It is exciting. Really fun to have you. And let's see, you know, over the years, we've definitely talked Rotary, a service organization that is worldwide, of course. Lacey, do you want to just share just a tiny little bit about Rotary in general for those who maybe will say, well, I've heard of Rotary, but what the heck is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a worldwide, I actually just learned this morning, there are 46,000 clubs worldwide.
Whoa.
So we are a pretty big organization, but we are a service-based organization that is non-religious and apolitical. So it's really just a club that's very inclusive. It's for everybody and anybody who wants to just do good in their community and get involved, make connections.
And so, there are definitely sort of historical precedents for the types of things that Rotary does, but that doesn't limit it. Several years ago, we used to, when we had exchange students through Rotary, we talked about that on the radio. And I believe we've also talked about simple things like the roses and lighting up the park. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just seems like it's one of those few places where you really are going to meet people outside your own tribe. And isn't that great? Like, there aren't that many places like that anymore sometimes. So share with us a little bit about, so the last few years, Rotary definitely struggled through COVID. Tell us a little bit about what's happened since then.
Yeah, very true. COVID definitely hit us hard. We lost a lot of members. The club had kind of dwindled down to just a few people. But recently, you know, over the last 6 months or so, there's been maybe 7 or 8 of us that have come on board and have kind of breathed new life into this club. So we're really excited to get back to it. You know, we're really starting to get more organized and actually get some events planned. And yeah, it's just an exciting time for us.
Yeah. And a lot of that is you, Lacey. So
thank you
on behalf of the community for being part of that. Where did your interest in Rotary come from?
So I actually, I'm originally from Central Illinois, and I had been involved with a club back home. So that's how I got started there and why I wanted to get involved with Rotary when I moved here. But originally, when I joined that club back home, I was really just looking for opportunities for community service, you know, just something that was easy to, you know, just show up and kind of do it and not have to put too much planning into it personally.
Right.
And then
something
also
that's already laid out there for
yes,
you.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And then also, you know, as just a younger person, you know, trying to network and meet people and, you know, kind of make connections that way. I was kind of looking for an opportunity to do that. So it was great for both of those things. And again, why I wanted to keep doing it when I moved here.
And good for you. Yeah. And you were quickly launched right into the leadership role.
Yes.
Which you were willing to take, which is kudos again to you for being willing to take that on. And I think you're going to pretty soon go to a conference and hopefully learn a lot more.
Yes, yes. I'm going to be going to the district conference. That's in April. It's in Fargo, which I've never been to before. So
nice.
That'll be fun.
Yep, that'll be a great thing. And so tell us a little bit about the different areas that Rotary does projects. Give us some examples.
Yeah, there are just so many aspects to Rotary. We have, you know, the community service projects, like what you had mentioned, things like Light Up the Park and, you know, organizing blood drives and things like that. There's also youth initiatives. We're really involved with the Interact is kind of the high school version of Rotary. And so we are getting that back up and going at the high school. We have programs and fundraising that we use for scholarships for high school students and things, leadership camps and things of that sort. And then there's all of the international stuff as well. As I mentioned earlier, there's, you know, all of these different clubs throughout the world. And so teaming up with Rotary Club, you know, we could be a Rotary Club here in Minnesota that teams up with a project and with a Rotary Club for a project in Africa and things like that. So it's just such a broad reach.
Such a broad reach.
So many different things.
Yes. And I know that Gene Cotton, a longtime Rotary member, recently put in the paper really kind of a ad, knowing Gene, you know, basically saying, who wants to take this up? His idea of really helping with a family that is an immigrant family and partnering with another Rotary club to do that. I mean, yes. he is full of ideas and he's really eager for some people to, you know, take up the gauntlet right
yes.
now. He's, you know, probably in his final chapter, maybe. I mean, he seems to keep going, but,
yes.
you know, he can't take it on himself, but he's there, you know, encouraging all of us. How does Rotary function? Like, where and when does it meet? And how about those details?
Yes. So right now we are meeting once a month, and that is the first Thursday of every month at noon at the Lakeview Hospital Conference Room.
And anyone can show up? Or do you want to be contacted first? I know that there's, you know, there's membership. So
yeah, either or. Honestly, we are definitely looking for new members. So anybody who is interested in joining us, I would love for you to just show up to a meeting, check it out, and then you know, if from there somebody were to be interested in you know, filling out an application and becoming an official member, we could go from there. But
yeah,
we're definitely always looking for new people. So show up,
just show up,
just show up.
Yeah. Oh, and. Are there any special events to talk about coming up?
So we do have our monthly happy hour that's coming up here in a couple weeks. We do the happy hours on the third Thursday of the month. So our next one is going to be right here in this building, actually. It'll be at the Landing Sports Bar. And again, that's just kind of open to anybody, everybody. If you just want to drop by and say hi, if you want to learn more about the club, we'd love to have you stop by and have a drink. And then we do have... Our first service project of the year is going to be coming up next month. We're doing a little basement clean out at North Shore Horizons.
Nice.
So, excited
you can,
for that.
Yeah, you can just showing how you can just get right to it.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. That's one of the first startup activities.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So what else do we need to know? How do you find out online about North Shore Rotary? Like, can you keep up with what's going on social media?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We do have a Facebook page. We have Instagram as well, although we haven't been as active on that. We'd like to get that started back up. But we have we are active on Facebook. We're putting all of our events and volunteer opportunities. We're making Facebook events for those. It's also on our website, which is NorthShoreRotary.com. I actually just got the Google Calendar and everything synced
nice.
To that this morning. So if you want to, that's a really easy way to just check out what we have coming up. So
I'm sure that you being youthful and tech savvy will be a huge boon for Rotary. Bring it to a whole new level. tell us how you moved to Harbors, Lacey, and what else you do here.
Why I moved to the North, I just, I really like wild rice, you know? You guys put that stuff in everything, so.
Oh, yeah. We do.
No. In all seriousness.
Yeah.
My partner, his family used to own some land up in Canada, and so he spent a lot of time traveling up and down the North Shore as a kid and just always wanted to come back to this area. So, you know, we're both... young and didn't have anything, you know, keeping us in Illinois. So we thought, why not? Let's do it.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And you have small business dreams, don't you?
I do. Yes. Yes. We, my partner and I have both worked in the restaurant industry, a lot of restaurants, bars, breweries for the last, you know, 15 years or so. So that's kind of our dream is to open our own restaurant, hopefully here in Two Harbors someday.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming to the station early in the morning, Lacey, and for really corralling a wily group of volunteers into something that's becoming coherent again. Do you have anything else to add before we sign out?
No, I don't think so.
Good. We covered it all.
I think so. Yes.
I'm speaking with Lacey Fisher. She is the president-elect, I think, to be president in June. Is that right?
July.
July.
Yep, July. It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, that's right. North Shore Rotary. And one more last question. How do people contact you, Lacey, if they would like to talk to you?
Oh, you can get a hold of me. The email address is NorthShoreRotaryClubTH@gmail.com.
Fair enough. That's from Lacey Fisher, president-elect of the North Shore Rotary. Thanks so much for being here with us this morning.
Yes, thank you.
All right, take care.